What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 17th, 2021, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And boy, for a Wednesday, busy news day, we've got a lot of stuff to cover here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And so we're going to fit in as much news as we can until it's time to open up the telephones for your opinions, observations, comments, and questions. The big news here, jury is now in day two of their deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and already the lawyers and the judge are back in the courtroom dealing with a little bit of a mess, because it's turned out that the Kyle Rittenhouse prosecutors held back the high-definition drone footage of the Kenosha shootings from the defense. They gave them a low-quality video. It was rezzed down, and the defense has now filed a mistrial motion for the withholding of evidence that was supposed to be made available to them during the discovery process. And they withheld that evidence because apparently it supports Kyle Rittenhouse's claim of self-defense here. And the current issue that is before the judge, the jury has asked to review some of the videos that were presented as evidence in the trial. And the judge has said, he's going to allow that to be done. The prosecution is going on the defense over the withheld evidence. They're trying to justify what they did. And the video in its original form was 1920 by 844. And the version given to the defense was 480 by 212. I mean, that really, really just shrank it down. The lawyers are raising issues over the exact nature of the computer enhancements that were used by the prosecution on the video, and whether or not they should have been admissible without a real technical understanding of exactly how the enhancements came about. It's a big issue in terms of what's court worthy, how much image processing can be allowed here. So the jury basically asked Judge Bruce Schroeder this morning whether it could view the video evidence in court or in private, and the judge commented, "My nightmare has come true," and he's referring to controversies over the video evidence presented by the prosecution during the trial, including whether zoomed-in images enhanced by artificial intelligence were admissible. And that is the big issue. I mean, certainly nobody can argue with, contrast expansion or sharpening, straight, kernel sharpening of the image. But these were gone over with some kind of an artificial intelligence program, and they may have introduced artifacts. And the defense, of course, has moved to dismiss the case on Tuesday with prejudice, arguing the prosecution had improperly withheld the evidence. And they're also basing their motion for dismissal on the argument that broke out during the trial when the prosecutor tried to sneak inadmissible evidence in front of the jury, which drew a stern rebuke from the judge here. Meanwhile, outside the courthouse, the Black Lives Matter protesters, are threatening more violence, and they're saying if the verdict does not find Kyle Rittenhouse guilty, they're going to go on a rampage. And one has to wonder, where is the FBI in all of this? Now, I know they've got 500 National Guard standing by on duty, on the ready for the Rittenhouse verdict. But you know something? If the National Guard had been on duty during the actual riots, we would not have had to go through this trial. So there's something to think about that. Meanwhile, one of the protesting groups in front of the courthouse, it's a black communist group, held signs with photos of the white guys shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. And they're still trying to find some way they can go from a white guy shooting white guys to some kind of a racist situation here. So we're definitely looking. The judge may wait to hear the verdict before he decides on the issue of declaring a mistrial. And that would certainly be very upsetting to a lot of liberals. Meanwhile, one of the figures that was seen in the video was nicknamed the Jump Kick Man. And this happened right after these four assailants, jumped Kyle Rittenhouse and struck him in the head with a skateboard. And there was this individual who literally jumped into the air and came down intending to stomp on Kyle's skull. And Kyle pointed his gun at him, and the man ran off. Kyle did not pull the trigger in that particular case. But it turns out, according to a Milwaukee radio station, the Jump Kick Man is a 40-year-old black male from Kenosha with an extensive criminal record who was, at the time of the Rittenhouse shootings, on probation following a conviction for domestic violence battery. So, really nice people here. And you know, the left right now is in a quandary, because this trial is more than just about Kyle Rittenhouse. They're trying to demonize the guns. We've commented before on how the prosecutor was just obsessing over the AR-15 and wasn't interested in any of the other handguns or anything. But, you know, Kyle had an AR-15, and that proves he's an evil person. And you know, also on trial is the right to self-defense. And the prosecutor actually said, you have no right to self-defense if you brought a gun to the scene. Well, that's the reason Kyle brought the gun. And he even said it on one of the videos. You know, I don't want to get into any trouble here. And, you know, I'm armed to protect myself. And, you know, the left has had a war against guns and personal self-defense at the same time. They're pushing for this defund the police all across the country. And to me, it says that criminals really have taken over the government, because they don't want law enforcement. They don't want you able to protect yourself. You know, out in California, they're saying, yeah, just go ahead and cooperate with the robbers and stuff. Give them your stuff and, you know, all will be well. And they're turning us into a nation of perpetual victims. Unfortunately, it's not the kind of victims that result in political action in your favor. It's like government has become organized crime, and they want us absolutely helpless so their street soldiers can pillage us of our wealth and buy drugs, and the money goes up to the top with the drug lords and the politicians and everything here. So they're trying to double down on this victim issue. Oh, these poor, these harmless rioters, you know, they were just gunned down in cold blood here. And if you're sick and tired of the media spin on the Rittenhouse trial, you are not alone, because Judge Schroeder told lawyers earlier today that the media coverage of the trial has been irresponsible and frightening, and he is absolutely correct. The corporate media is pushing that agenda: guns bad, AR-15s bad, self-defense bad. You know, just allow the criminals to do what they're going to do. You know, we don't call it riots anymore; it's a mostly peaceful protest as the buildings burn down in the background. And there was even a story on corporate media now trying to rewrite history and say that, in point of fact, Black Lives Matter hadn't been burning down buildings during the Kenosha riots or the post 2016 election riots. It's all just made up by Republicans to demonize people of color and so forth and so on. All righty, getting on to other issues. You know, we're looking at the Kyle Rittenhouse circus over there, and also Project Veritas. And we're basically seeing an attack not just on our right to self-defense and our right to keep and bear arms, but we're seeing an attack on just the idea of thinking in terms of principles as opposed to simple loyalty to whatever tribe you happen to belong to. And that is a terrible way to be running a society where truth no longer matters, facts no longer matter. It's just, it's if it's good for the black people, we're going to say it. If it's good for the Hispanics, if it's good for the illegal immigrants, then we're going to say whatever it takes to convince the public of our moral superiority here. meanwhile, another story, this is at Zero Hedge, talking about the prosecution of Project Veritas. Actually, it's more of a persecution, and it's sending a warning about the two-tiered justice system that is emerging in this country, where if you are a conservative, the force of the law and the FBI is going to come down on you. If you're a Democrat, you get to walk away clean. I mean, look at all of Hunter Biden's corruptions and his very obvious kickback scheme with what we laughingly call ART. And this article is basically saying the FBI is carrying out a vendetta against Project Veritas for having the temerity to point out where government has gone corrupt and totalitarian and tyrannical, which are things the American people really do need to be aware of. So anyway, Monday, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich said he believes Kamala Harris is probably the worst vice president in American history, which would put her in company with people like Spiro Agnew, Dick Cheney, and ironically, Joe Biden himself. And Gingrich made his comments on Fox News Hannity. And meanwhile, Fox News host Jesse Waters is repeating rumors that have been floating around Washington, D.C. for a couple of days now that Biden wants to replace Kamala Harris as vice president, and there are already reports of high-profile confirmation hearings going on in the back rooms somewhere. Now, exactly how is Biden planning on getting rid of Kamala Harris? And we've seen all these stories in the last few days about how they're on the outs with each other, and the regular White House staff doesn't want to deal with Kamala and her minions here. And her approval numbers are down to 28%, which is, you know, abysmal. Well, as I understand the law and the Constitution, Biden cannot simply fire Kamala Harris. She has to be removed through the process of impeachment. But apparently Biden has got an idea that he is going to start expanding the Supreme Court, and he is going to nominate Kamala Harris to be a justice on the new expanded Supreme Court. Now, whether Kamala Harris will go along with that is up for debate, because Kamala Harris has to realize she is actually very, very close to that Oval Office as Biden's mental health continues to obviously deteriorate. In fact, the White House is already putting out statements, you know, Biden is fit, he's mentally sharp, in response to polls showing the majority of Americans don't think Biden's got all the marbles to do the job here. Now, there was an interesting article that came on out from, humanevents.com, and they're basically saying, you know, who was really behind the recent attacks on Kamala Harris? Likely the other woman who would be queen. And then they go on to lay a case that this is all being done by Michelle Obama, that Michelle Obama wants to be the new vice president and eventual president. And, you know, and I kind of disagree. You know, this smear job on Kamala feels more like a Hillary Clinton operation. And I'm sure that Hillary would love to replace Kamala Harris, knowing that Joe Biden is probably not going to finish out his entire term, and Hillary would get to be the first female president of the United States of America, which we know she's been wanting. And we know the tactics the Clintons have used throughout the years. Back in the 90s, they called it the politics of personal destruction, something I personally got to experience. And I could be wrong. You know, it might be Michelle, but I don't think so. My instincts are saying if there is a woman who would be queen behind all of this, it's going to be Hillary Clinton. And I've noticed lately she's, trying to get a lot of press attention. She's starting to lose weight and, you know, try and polish up her appearance here. Meanwhile, New York's former governor Andrew Cuomo is apparently planning a comeback. He's going to resurface on the political playground. He may even try and run for governor yet again. And one legislative source told Politico, he's nuts and he's got a vendetta right now. I would not put it past him. Now, Cuomo resigned in August amid accusations he sexually harassed 11 women. And that's not a good background to run for office again, but apparently Cuomo's going to try and do it. Meanwhile, up in Vermont, Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy has announced he will not seek another term. He is 81 years old. He's the longest serving senator currently in office. He's been in the Senate since 1975, and he said it's time to put down the gavel. And what this does, it creates another opening for the GOP in next year's midterm election. So the Democrats have got to be very unhappy about that here. Okay. More information coming on out about election fraud. Wisconsin election officials were actually caught on video telling election officials to break the law before the 2020 presidential election. And this has to do with the nursing home scandal, where basically the Wisconsin Election Commission allowed nursing homes across the state to steal votes from dementia patients and elderly adults for Joe Biden. They're not supposed to do that. And yet they did. And so apparently there was a video showing the election commission official admitting to breaking the law both before and after the 2020 election. So there's more of that here. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Senate Committee has issued a subpoena for the absentee ballots and voting machine records from Madison. I think we reported on this yesterday. And so they're going to be taking a close look at that. Meanwhile, in Arizona, State Senator Wendy Rogers is saying, what's going on? You know, we have not heard anything from Brinovich. It's been 53 days. Is this guy really going to do his job, or has he been bought off or threatened? So we'll see what happens there. Up in Washington State, alarming development. There was a recent training session for ballot reviewers in Seattle. And it really shows the lengths Democrats are going to go to basically pervert the nationwide voting standards. Now, post-millennial reporter Katie Davis-Court shared video of an official with the King County Elections discussing a mail-in voting envelope that was missing a ballot from last November's election. And instead, there was a candidate statement page taken out of the voter guide for the defeated Seattle mayoral candidate Lorena Gonzalez, with an L or check mark and a plus sign written at the bottom. And according to this King County Elections, that would count as a legitimate ballot. And obviously, with all those voter guides floating around, it's another open door to massive election fraud. It really, really is. I mean, the Democrats have run out of ideas. Nobody likes what they're doing. So they're just going to go on stealing elections here. Now, a reminder, the United States has until September of next year before the ballots and data from the 2020 election can be legally deleted. Some of it already has been. That was discovered in the Maricopa audit here. And there is a call out there saying that forensic copies of all that information need to be made now before various election commissions start running mass delete, you know, BitCleaner or whatever it is, all over the servers next September. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about politics and the Russiagate story is really heating up here. And you need to look at how it started, how it was sold to the American people. And believe it or not, the FBI was told that Papadopoulos apparently was given a suggestion of some kind of suggestion. And on the basis of that comment, the corporate media said, okay, case closed, Russiagate is real, Trump was consorting with Russian prostitutes and so forth and so on, and, everyone went along with it because it was a story they wanted to hear because they loved Hillary Clinton and hated Donald Trump here. But now, of course, the Russia hoax has come full circle. And we had to live through an entire presidency's worth of manic, almost pathological journalistic behavior surrounding the story of Trump's campaign supposedly colluding with Russia. And the media have finally come to some sort of a reckoning with the fact that the entire thing was a hoax, and they fell for it because it's what they wanted to hear and report. And now they're trying to save face and regain what remains of their shattered credibility by going back and editing the stories. The Washington Post has amended or corrected dozens of stories on this issue. And, but hoax doesn't really do justice to this story about the Steele dossier. This was not merely a deception. This was actually a crime, an attempt to steal an election. And it should be punished as such. Now, unfortunately, because of the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, we all learned there is no law that requires the corporate news media to tell you the truth about anything. And that means corporate news management can order their correspondents and their prostitutes to lie to you. And if they refuse, they can legally be fired. And that tells you everything you need to know about the corporate news media. Over at CBS, there was a whistleblower, Brett Mauser. He exposed an internal training video document that said, quote, "Stop thinking in terms of objective journalism." So CBS is actually telling their people, you know, don't think about objective and fairness and fair and balance and everything. We're here to push, you know, what our sponsors want us to push here. Now, speaking of frothing at the mouth by the media, they're doing it again already, because Oliver Stone has just come out with his new documentary about the John F. Kennedy assassination. And it's called JFK Revisited, Through the Looking Glass. It's getting very good reviews from anybody not aligned with the government or the corporate media. And it's a follow-on to Stone's JFK, which was released in 1991, and it sent shockwaves through Washington and the corporate media because it was a very compelling, very convincing counter-myth to the quite fantastical Warren Report. And I remember a story that happened at the time. Before the film was even released, corporate media had copies of the screenplay that had somehow been purloined from the production office, and they were ripping into it and saying, don't see this movie, you don't want to see this movie, it's horrible, it's just so forth and so on. And they're probably going to do the same thing on this documentary. And whereas the 1991 JFK came as a shock to most Americans, not those of us who've been paying attention, but to most Americans. Right now, we're in a very different America, and I think they're going to be viewing Stone's new documentary with a great deal of objective analysis, and because we know these things do happen, and we know that we get lied to all the time by the government about pretty much everything. All right, let's get into COVID-19. There's been a major development. The Occupational Safety Health Administration has suspended enforcement of the vaccine mandate pending a court review. Now, this is coming out of that Fifth Circuit Court order staying enforcement of the emergency temporary standard or mandatory COVID-19 vaccination and testing in the workplace. And so OSHA put up a statement on their website saying they will comply with the order of the Fifth Circuit Court. Now, this doesn't mean it's a permanent end to the vaccine mandate. It is going to have to work through the court system. It's probably going to wind up in the Supreme Court. Does Joe Biden by himself have the authority to order private citizens and businesses to have a vaccine mandate, to have a vaccination, rather? And lawyers are saying, no, he really doesn't. He acted, outside his lawful authority. And so we'll see what's going to happen there. But, you know, if the vaccine were working, if it wasn't having side effects, you wouldn't have to worry about a mandate. People would be lined up for it. But the reason people are refusing to be vaccinated are all the reports of coronary problems, blood clots, deaths, Guillain-Barre syndrome, all kinds of things, along with the admission, finally, by the CDC and the FDA, that the vaccines don't stop you from getting COVID. They don't stop you from passing it on. It's useless. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about COVID-19. And Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes the definition of fully vaccinated could change to having a third shot and possibly a fourth shot and then a fifth shot and a sixth shot and a seventh shot ad infinitum, as long as the money is rolling on in there. And so we're going to have infinity shots here. Now, the FDA could authorize Pfizer's COVID booster shots for all adults this week. And they're basically announcing they could expand access to booster shots for the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for all adults as early as tomorrow. And they're pushing this product as hard as they can here. And the fact that you need boosters is further confirmation those original shots didn't work. And given that the booster shots basically are more of the same, they're not going to work either. But hey, it makes money, and that makes it all hunky-dory there. Meanwhile, over at National Public Radio, NPR, their book editor, Petra Mayer, 46 years old, just died suddenly from blood clots. Okay? And people are dying from this thing. They really, really are. Okay. Down in Australia, the people are getting restless, and there were literally tens of thousands of Melbournians gathered in front of the Parliament House of Victoria to protest all things COVID. They are really very tired of what's going on. Amazingly enough, there were Trump flags down there. And, you know, handmade billboards railing against corrupt politicians and big pharma. And it was a peaceful protest, and the police really were not there to be seen. They weren't there to cause trouble here. The Idaho State House passed legislation that would enable people to receive workers' compensation if they fall ill due to a mandated COVID-19 shot, with the bill finding bipartisan support in the Republican-dominated state. And this is just one of many states that is now saying, yeah, if you force people to get a vaccine and they are damaged by it, it will cost you. Up in the New York City, the mayor is now trying to bribe children with $100 to get the experimental vaccine jab, saying, you know, it buys a lot of candy. You can have a lot of candy if you just get that little needle in the arm and, you know, you'll be fine there here. And again, speaking of New York, they are going to have the usual New York New Year's celebration, but only for the fully vaccinated. You're going to have proof of vaccination to get to Times Square for the New Year's Eve celebration. If you're unvaccinated, just stay home, which I would do anyway. Let's see. Over in Germany, they're dealing with the problem of fake COVID certificates. And by the way, even the electronic ones on your smartphones, those are now being counterfeited as well. And they're saying right now in Germany, if you are caught using a fake COVID vaccine certificate, you could go to jail for 5 years. That's a very long time here. I mean, heck, you could hold up a convenience store and get less time than that. Meanwhile, scientists at the University of California, Riverside, are saying the National Science Foundation gave them a $500,000 grant to try and genetically modify new fruits and vegetables that would contain hidden vaccines inside the plant material. So whatever they wanted you to have in your body would be coming in through your food, and you would not know about it. And certainly, they would not require your permission for that. This is really very scary stuff. Meanwhile, Amazon has agreed to pay $500,000 to the state of California after it was accused of concealing COVID-19 case numbers from its workers. And this marks the first action under the state's new right-to-know law meant to improve workplace safety. Of course, the Politico leading the charge is doing a victory lap. Attorney General Rob Bonta said that Amazon agreed to submit to monitoring and to improve how it notifies workers and local health agencies of COVID-19 cases in the workplace. And here we go. We talked about this a little earlier in the week, but it bears repeating. Pfizer fudged the numbers on their COVID clinical trials. They hid the number of deaths from the vaccine. The actual number of people who died after getting the vaccine during the clinical trials was 21. That was 6 more than was actually reported by Pfizer, and 4 more than the unvaccinated group. So, again, we're not getting accurate information. Pfizer lied about the trials, and they're reporting, you know, these tremendous earnings that they're getting from this thing. Meanwhile, in India, Pfizer is demanding military bases as collateral for anticipated lawsuits over vaccine injuries. Now, they tried this down in Argentina and Brazil, where Pfizer demanded they put up sovereign assets, including bank reserves, military bases, and embassy buildings, as collateral for the anticipated lawsuits over the COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Now, according to the Pfizer's agreement, the purchaser of their vaccines must also keep the terms of these contracts confidential for a period of 10 years. There is something in there they do not want you to know. Meanwhile, over in Austria, the police are now patrolling stores and highways, searching for the unvaxxed. You know, apparently there's no crime going on in Austria, so they're not bothering looking for robbers and rapists and burglars and so forth, but they are hunting the unvaxxed. And, you know, basically Austria has implemented a mandatory lockdown for all unvaxxed people, and that's about 2 million Austrians that have been locked down by their government because they are concerned over the reports of massive vaccine injuries and death from this product, if you will. Okay. Judge Andrew Napolitano is sounding the warning that the federal government's current behavior crosses constitutional lines. Yes, it does. And that gets back to that whole idea of the Fifth Circuit Court staying Biden's vaccine mandate, saying that he doesn't have the legal constitutional authority to do it. But the Democrats have a bad habit of just going ahead and doing what they want to do. And if you complain about it, well, then you're some kind of a tinfoil hat racist kook, white supremacist, you know, whatever they want to say here. The U.S. Navy has announced to the vaccine refusers they have less than a week to get the shot or they will face a discharge. And, you know, if they, they're probably going to get the lowest discharge rating, and it'll be general under honorable conditions. So it won't be a dishonorable discharge, but it will be the lowest level of discharge that they can get away with here. Now, interestingly enough, Congressman Thomas Massey is concerned that the fact-checking company being used by Facebook to squelch any dissent on COVID-19 vaccines owns $1.8 billion in stock in a vaccine company, which also employs a former director of the CDC. It's all getting very incestuous out there. Meanwhile, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna are making combined profits of $93.5 million every single day. That's $65,000 every minute or $1,000 per second. Oh, what if a few people die? You know, it's just business. You know, it's just what it is here. And something else kind of weird going on. This is not COVID. This is something else. The FBI and the CDC have launched a probe after several vials labeled as smallpox were discovered in a freezer at a lab near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, the 15 mysterious vials were found last night in a Merck laboratory, according to an unclassified alert sent to the Department of Homeland Security. And five of the ampules carried labels reading smallpox. Another 10 were said to contain vaccinia virus, the source for the modern smallpox immunization. The vials were reportedly secured immediately. Nobody was exposed, but nobody has an explanation for why Merck is messing around with smallpox at this particular time. All right, getting to the international news, Belarus announced a temporary closure of the oil pipeline to the European Union. They're saying that is unscheduled repairs are needed and it will take 3 days. And I think Lukashenko is sending a message. And of course, Putin is not going to react well to this at all. In fact, Putin may have already called Poroshenko and put him on a leash here. Another story coming on out from Russia today. The Belarus border crisis isn't a war, but it could become one. And I definitely agree with that. Meanwhile, Belarus is claiming that Poland used special means with toxic chemicals against the migrants on the border. Now, there are photos showing the Polish security guards using what appear to be water cannons. Belarus is saying that there may have been something other than just water in those devices. And they're saying that the hoses contain toxic, irritating chemicals that could lead to irreversible consequences for human health, damaging respiratory and visual systems. And so people are saying that Poland should be sanctioned for this kind of behavior against the migrants. But I'll tell you who should be sanctioned. Whoever it is who's paying for all those plane tickets from Turkey up to Belarus. Because that's how those migrants are getting to the border. They're not walking up there. They're being flown. And somebody is picking up the tab on that. Now, a U.S. military aircraft was spotted flying over the Polish-Belarus border. And the U.S. says, well, we routinely operate in sync with our allies, and that's the reason the plane was there. And they're saying it's they have a rotational force presence, and there's nothing really mysterious about it at all. Okay, now maybe Putin did make the phone call to Lukashenko, because just before we went to airtime, the story came on in. Lukashenko now agrees to European Union talks on ending the migrant standoff. And Angela Merkel and Lukashenko agreed earlier today that the crisis on the Belarus-Poland border needs to be solved by dialogue between the European Union and Belarusian representatives. And this was their second phone call this week. And Merkel's spokesman, Stefan Siebert, said that during the call, the chancellor stressed the need for humanitarian aid and repatriation facilities to be organized by the UN and the EU to help the affected people. So what they're pushing is a plan to grab all these migrants and send them back home, which I think is a good way to deal with it. Now, yesterday we talked about this Russian anti-satellite missile test, and U.S. was out there screaming what a danger it is to spacecraft, and the ISS crew had to huddle in a protected area, and they were getting ready to use the Crew Dragon to evacuate if need be. Russia published a video from the successful anti-satellite missile test showing the exact orbits and course of the satellite that was destroyed, which, by the way, was in a polar orbit at a much lower altitude than the ISS, and basically showing that the debris from the impact did not come anywhere near the International Space Station. It's just the United States is trying to make a big deal about this. And as I mentioned yesterday, the U.S. has been testing anti-satellite weapons for a long time. When Claire and I lived in Hawaii, there was one that took place just to the northwest, past Kauai, and so it's a little hypocritical for the U.S. To be complaining about what Russia is doing up there in orbit, especially when you remember that the United States once set off a hydrogen bomb in space just to see what would happen. And what did happen is they discovered the electromagnetic pulse phenomenon that fried a bunch of radios in Hawaii. All right. Over in Israel, Haaretz recently published a sensational article where Israeli prosecutors dropped all charges against three Arab residents of Jaffa who had confessed during a Shin Bet interrogation to a serious attack on the soldier. After security camera footage proved they were not even at the site of the assault. Well, why did they confess? Well, because they had been tortured. And so now they're saying that from now on, Shin Bet interrogations should be filmed. And that's not going to happen, but yeah. Meanwhile, dozens of schoolgirls suffocated yesterday when Israeli soldiers fired tear gas at them as they were walking to their school in Al-Luban al-Shirkiba village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. And sources said that Israeli soldiers attacked the girl students near the school, firing tear gas in their direction and causing a large number of suffocation cases, estimated at over 70 of those children. And you got to be a real manly man to tear gas a little girl, in my opinion. So, meanwhile, in Iran, One of their pipelines exploded this morning in Ramis, a village in the Ramshir district of Khuzestan, Iran. The explosion was large enough that it caused small tremors that could be felt in surrounding areas. Now, an official at Iran's Khuzestan province said there was no casualties from the explosion, and the extent of the damage remains unknown. They're saying that the explosion was the result of wear and tear on the oil transmission line and was not an act of sabotage. So we'll see about that. Meanwhile, how time flies. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, when Joe Biden first took office, he signaled that he was going to basically change policy towards Saudi Arabia. He was going to treat Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as a well-deserved pariah. And then when he spoke at the State Department, he said, we're going to increase pressure to end the war in Yemen and ended all American support for offensive operations in the war in Yemen. Saudi Arabia has basically ignored Joe Biden. They are continuing the war in Yemen, and they are continuing their program of domestic repression. Yesterday, we talked about this war crime in Syria, where the United States bombed and killed 64 civilians. And the military has issued an apology, kind of, sort of, maybe. They're not apologizing for killing all those innocent people. They're basically saying that they misidentified the type of ordnance dropped on the civilians during that March 2019 airstrike. And they're out there saying, honest, we feel really bad about it. It was a simple goof, but we, is our face red? You know, what can I tell you here? All righty. There is more fighting in Armenia, Azerbaijan, multiple casualties. Yerevan is urging for Russian military help, saying that Russia is actually obligated to assist them in the event of an outright war. So that is heating up there as well. Armenia says 15 of its soldiers died in the border clashes with Azerbaijan. Over in China, there's still going on about China's recent test of a hypersonic cruise missile that can reach pretty much anywhere on Earth from any direction. And the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is now admitting that China is more advanced technologically in that sphere. And that may be because China's schools are cranking out engineers and scientists and technicians, whereas American schools are cranking out people who know the correct pronouns to use and which bathroom they may or may not be using on that particular day. So, meanwhile, coming out of their virtual conference, Joe Biden and Xi Jinping agree to plan U.S.-China talks on the nuclear arsenals. And that's probably because they're realizing that China is pulling ahead. And so you want to go to the negotiating table and say, well, let's all pull back to the same number here. I don't think China's really going to capitulate much on this area. Meanwhile, China has sent at least one long-range strategic H-6K bomber to their borders with India in a movement as a warning to the Indian military not to escalate tensions during the coming winter. Okay. Now, in North Korea, Kim Jong-un has made his first public appearance in months. Oh, my goodness, how time is flying here. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.